Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
We're here at Great Park Ice, and it's a special Light the Lamp. Alexis Downey joined alongside now the ninth Anaheim Ducks captain in history, newly named Radko Gudas. Radko, first off, congratulations. What kind of emotions are you feeling?
Thank you. A lot of emotions. Obviously, very, very honored and humbled to even have this opportunity to represent an organization like that and be named the leader of this special group. So I'm really excited for the upcoming years and upcoming moments.
When did you find out?
I found out a couple of weeks ago that that's something that's going to happen. We talked about it before, and we talked about leadership throughout the whole year last year, and we kind of touched on it at the end of the year. So it was an ongoing process, and we finalized it last 2 weeks.
Did you tell the team, or how did the team find out?
I believe most of the guys kind of knew throughout the team what is happening, but yesterday was the official announcement for the whole organization and for the rest of the team, for the guys that were guessing still.
And when did you get to tell your family?
I got to tell my family the day before that, so I told them on Tuesday, because I also didn't also wanted the kids to yell it out loud too soon to almost jinx it, you know. So it was like a secret with me and my wife knowing it for a little bit before.
They might be running around school telling everyone.
Yeah, we got some shirts for them, so today they went to school with a new shirt, so they were excited to go in this morning.
So you are the first captain since Ryan Getzlaff was. I mean, in thinking about that, what does that honor mean to you?
Well, those are unbelievably huge shoes to fill. So obviously, I'm humbled to even get this opportunity. And like I said, the group yesterday, I'm gonna do my best to be the leader we need, and trying just to be the guy that they need me to be at all times, and help them with growth and become a better player and better team and a better organization as I believe it's in our future.
Now, leadership isn't something new to you. You've worn the A here. You've worn the A for your country, Czech Republic, most recently winning gold at the World Championship. What did those experiences help? How did they help you prepare for this moment?
Well, they're all very big moments. And, when the team is looking up to you to see what you do out there and the way you address or the way you hold yourself accountable in the ice and the way you perform every single shift, I think it's sometimes actions speak more than your words. So for me, being as humble as possible and doing the little things right and helping the team out and showing them how hard I can work and how hard I can play in every shift, I think that's going to help our team grow and help our team get to the position that we want to.
Now, I know you are a very proud native of Czech Republic, and one of these honors now is you're the sixth captain in the NHL that is from Czech Republic. What does that mean to you?
It's very special. Not many Czech guys, like you just said, had the opportunity to be the leaders, and I'm very grateful for it, and I'm very grateful for the guys that think of me this way, and I want to prove them right that they did the right decision, and like I said, it's a great company to be at, and I want to make sure I belong there.
You've had a couple stops in your NHL career, your 13th season now, under a couple different captains. You got to learn from them. Who were some of those people that have stood out through your career that you were able to take some of those leadership skills from?
Well, I believe that every team I played on and the leaders that were there, I did almost study them, the way they behave and the way they act with the team and the way they carry themselves and the stuff they do and what is important for them, the way they, I don't want to say act in front of the team, but the way they carry themselves in front of the team. And they're the first guys to work the hardest and be the last guys to leave and make sure everything's as it should be in a healthy environment first. So those are things that I've been part of from Tampa to Florida, and Philly, we had some great leaders too. Washington speaks for himself. So it was a lot of great role models that I've been part of in the teams. And I can say real names because I would forget somebody and I don't really want that.
Did you ever think you would be a captain?
I can't say that was in my wildest dreams, but also I can't say that my wildest dream was playing in the NHL, and I'm here for a while. So I always knew that I really like hockey, and I really enjoy playing it. My dad played it, so obviously it was always in my mind to become the best player and human man I can be. And I'm going to take it as a cherry on top of my hard work for the last few years.
What does your dad think about all of this?
I think from as hard of a dad he was, and hard of a hockey coach when he was, I think this takes a little softer side on him. So I think he was pretty pumped to learn the news too.
When you signed here in Anaheim, there was a certain expectation that you would bring that leadership. How do you feel like you've already been able to integrate that into the locker room and moving forward?
Well, I think with me joining this locker room, we had a number of great leaders, and we do lead here by a group here. So I've just been part of a big leadership group that has been doing it here for a little bit, and they made me feel welcome, and that's what made me come in here and feel home right away, and be able to be me and help them lead in my own way too. So I would say that would be a big part why I was able to start leading with my own beliefs, because this group is such an easy group to be with and talk with and be part of. So they really made it easy on me.
Do you have any goals or new standards that you're hoping to implement into this team?
I mean, I don't think there's anything new that I really come in. We hold ourselves to the highest standard possible. We want to build a healthy, competitive relationships here between each other, and environment that is made to success. So for us, that is crucial, and we want to work with each other and work together in this united goal of ours to make the playoffs, and anything can happen there. So for us, being in a competitive position all the way throughout the season is going to be important this year.
How important do you think it is to have now a captain for this young team? Because there are a lot of young players starting their careers.
I mean, I think it is. I think a lot of guys were looking for one last 2 years. So maybe that's going to calm some guys a little more down, and they have something to look up to. And, you know, I'm going to have a little more decision-making, what to say sometimes in the locker room, and help the guys sometimes in different situations and difficult situations. But that's part of the growth as players, and part of the growth as a guy is getting older, to help each other out. And we have a big age gap also between the youngest and the oldest guys in this group too. So it's going to be important to us to have healthy communication with each other, and like I said, help each other out as much as possible to build a healthy environment.
Does that speaking up and just kind of leadership come naturally to you, or do you feel like you've kind of learned it over the years?
I would like to say that it came naturally, but I a little bit for sure, but I also think that there's been a lot of learning and a lot of curve in my career that I had to overcome, and I had to learn from my own mistakes and from mistakes that I've seen. So it's been a lot of learning throughout my career, and also I feel like if you stop learning, that's when you stop performing at the highest level. So I'm open to learning as many seasons as I'm here. I'm still finding out new things. I'm still learning from Jackson and all these guys that do new things. So it's a pretty fun process for me.
Bradco, one more for you. I mean, the people here and that get to watch you know who you are on the ice, the Butcher. But now you have the chance to leave a legacy off the ice. What does that look like for you? Who do you want people to know you as?
Well, obviously, I like the way they think of me on the ice, but you know, I'm a big family man off the ice, and I like to help out as much as I can outside hockey as well. I have a big family, and we're helping in community in my hometown back home in Czech Republic, and I want to also help around here too. So there's a lot of things that I want to address, and I want to help out with and leave as best impression as I can on myself after my being here captain. I'm not sure how to say the proper word, but you know, those are things that I want to do. But for me, number one is to help this team to become a competitor and be the team that's threat anytime they step on the ice.
The Butcher, and now the captain. Congratulations, Radko. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
And you just heard from Captain Radko Gudas. Really exciting day for him and his family and all that's to come ahead this season. Now, as day one of training camp kept rolling along, we had the chance to catch up with head coach Greg Cronin about what Radko Gudas, as the captain now, means to this young team.
Team name's Radko captain today. What went into that decision, and what sort of impact do you think he'll have wearing the C?
Well, you know, Pat and I have talked about, you know, our team has to have this relentless mentality, and I think what player better personifies that than Radko? And then what makes him very unique is he's just a really quality person off the ice. I mean, you know, you look at his family and his children and his wife and the way they handle, you know, I guess it's a team, and the way he handles that as the father. You know, I see him interact with his kids. He's just a great dad. You see him on videos that we have, and I saw the recent one with his daughter, and you want somebody like that representing the organization. It's not just about our team. It's about a spokesperson for the organization.
Obviously, he has this persona around the league of being a tough, you know, physical guy that kind of plays the game right on the edge. But what was it like for you getting to know him, you know, off the ice, away from the rink even, and kind of getting to know that, you know, not just the dad, but also kind of the empathy that he has and the way he treats other people?
I mean, I didn't know him. I obviously coached against him for a number of years, and he has the image, like you said, where he's just this, you know, he's a ferocious player, intimidating. And he's got the beard, so he's got the look too that backs up his play. I knew within my conversation on the phone with him that he was a good guy, and I could tell he has just a good value system. He's totally invested. He's professional. He's a nice person, a nice guy.
Crow, in your conversations with Radko, you know, since he was named captain, have you had a chance to talk to him about it, or just tell him anything in particular?
No, I haven't.
Do you plan to?
I do. I'm going to sit down with him, and you know, I have a good relationship with him. He's a low maintenance guy. You know this. It's like in life, you meet people, then you can tell right away that they share the same value system you do. And I think that creates a lot. It creates a quicker bonding with that person. So I don't have to say too much to get to know him. I think we know each other in terms of our value systems, how we interact with people, what the standards and the expectations are. He's a very open and honest person. He's got no ego. But I will sit down and talk to him about a little bit of the detail. You know, he's going to have some questions about, because I think, you know, I said to him last night, like, you know, when you have really good leadership, you need less of the coaches. You know, when the coaches are constantly, you know, say coaching the players about details, about off ice things, about, you know, just behaviorisms, and you have leadership groups doing it, it's just so much easier for us. And just by the way he lives his life, I think he personifies that as a person. And the guys totally respect him. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? So if he goes up to a player that maybe he's demonstrating bad body language or is not giving it his all in the weight room, there's nobody's going to say anything back to him. And more importantly, they're going to respond to it in a positive way.
How important do you think it is to now have then a captain for this young team? Because there is so many guys new to the NHL, getting used to everything. How important do you think it is to finally have a leader like that?
I think it's very important. I mean, like, I was new last year too. I didn't know the players, so I really couldn't, you know, with the exception of inheriting a captain, I didn't know who had captain qualities. I think, you know, Pat, you know, told me they wanted to see, you know, who was going to evolve as a captain. And I think last year there was enough adversity that you could see, you know, who had the maturity level to manage it, stay positive, stay focused, and be professional. And we had a lot of guys that were very good in that environment. I think that's why we stayed together all the way to the end. But I think, you know, in terms of just experience, you know, and just like you say, leadership qualities, Radko is the guy.
That was head coach Greg Cronin there speaking about all of the excitement around Radko Gudas becoming the captain of this Anaheim Ducks team. And plenty more excitement to come as training camp will continue to roll on. Only day one today, a lot more ahead in the coming weeks. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Light the Lamp, and we'll see you next time.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.